Idaho Shakespeare Festival's production of Hamlet, its first in more than a decade, continues at its amphitheater south of Boise through the month of June. The production, directed by ISF's artistic producing director Charlie Fee, features an Elizabethan set design and onstage seating for the audience. But the real talk of the town surrounds the casting of Hamlet. Alternating in the lead role are Laura Welsh Berg and Jonathan Dyrud. And when they're not playing Hamlet, the actors are also alternating in the supporting role of Rosencrantz. Berg and Dyrud talk with Weekend Edition host George Prentice about a summer they say they'll never forget.
Well, good morning.
Nearly every actor I have talked to over the years has told me that in preparation for a significant role, in this case Hamlet, they have tried very hard not to be influenced by another actor's performance. And my sense is that that is nearly impossible for you because you are on stage for each other's performance because you are also alternating as Rosencrantz.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It is very bizarre to be on stage saying another character's lines as you're talking to the character that you play. It's a great opportunity to be able to listen more intently, to focus more intently on what is coming out of your mouth when you're playing Hamlet, when you're playing Rosencrantz. And it's also an opportunity to be able to serve up the lines how you would like them to be served up. So it's a great way to be able to be the best supporting character that you possibly can be.
So what's very interesting about it is that, of course, the given circumstances do not change from night to night. Hamlet's father is always dead. Hamlet, the ghost of Hamlet's father, always comes back. The same lines are spoken, but our reactions to those lines and our journey as a result of those reactions and struggles are completely different.
So to that end, and I'm going to ask that you pretend at least that the other person is not in the room, I need you to tell me about each other's Hamlet and your take on each other's Hamlet. Laura, tell me about John.
Uh-oh.
John's Hamlet is, I'm going to get emotional. Mm-hmm. John's Hamlet is very beautiful. It is beautiful. It is emotional and immediate. One of, I think, John's gifts as an actor is being able to live in the moment and play within the moment and to take a slightly different journey every night. And it is a crazy fun ride to be on as someone who is on stage supporting that journey. He's just incredibly present with you. It's, yeah.
I am incredibly proud to be part of this production because we have a woman playing a very stereotypically male role, and the courage that is involved in doing that, already for one of the pinnacle characters that Shakespeare has written, there's a lot of pressure for me coming into this process, and that pressure is quadrupled onto Laura, and it has been incredibly inspiring to watch her go through this journey and to never be afraid to make mistakes in the room, to never be afraid to go out into public performance, knowing that there are people in that audience that say, a woman shouldn't be able to do this. Mm-hmm. This is something that only a man should do. And it has been incredibly inspiring to me to be able to watch the conviction and the courage and the fortitude that she has put forward in this process to tackle it.
So Laura, talk to me about, I'm guessing more than a few young ladies have seen you.
Yes.
And what this means for them.
Oh, it has been really incredible. It's been really incredible. Literally said things that I have felt and experienced in terms of like, I never thought a woman could play Hamlet. You were so amazing. I want to play Hamlet someday, you know? And to a lot of them, I say, well, I look forward to that and let me know when you do because I will come see you because this is something that I believe we as women can absolutely do and should be doing.
She's the only female playing Hamlet professionally in the United States right now.
All the best to you both.
Thank you so much.
You can read more about the production and the rest of ISF's summer schedule at idahoshakespeare.org.